our policy and influencing work in 2025. Mark Jackson, PSPA's Director of Policy and Influencing, shares the charity's plans for the coming year, focusing on raising awareness, improving evidence, and ensuring the voices of those affected by PSP and CBD are heard. As we look forward to 2025, our focus remains on making the voices of those affected by PSP and CBD heard in the debates that matter to you, while working with policymakers, the healthcare sector, and media to drive meaningful change. Firstly, I want to thank everybody who completed my Neuro survey. The survey is the largest source of patient experience data for neurological conditions in the UK. And along with our partners at the Neurological Alliance, we will use the insights gained from the experience you shared with us to inform our campaigning to improve diagnosis, speed up access to services, and end postcode lotteries across the country. One of our key objectives for 2025 will be building on the data from My Neuro survey to further improve the evidence base on PSP and CBD and how the conditions affect people living with them. Ensuring we have the best possible evidence on the conditions and that we can make that evidence available to decision makers is critical. When I visit support groups and talk to the community, time and again, I hear that people are frustrated by care that is hard to access, slow to receive, and where the different services aren't joined up. We've already started gathering information on the experiences of people living with PSP and CBD with NHS continuing healthcare. To understand why this service, which should be delivering coordinated and person-centred care, isn't working for many of you. I also hear too often that healthcare professionals simply don't know enough about the conditions. In 2025, we'll be undertaking some work to better understand the state of awareness among doctors, nurses, clinicians, and other healthcare professionals. This will include where they get their information about rare conditions like PSP and CBD, so we can support professionals better. Additionally, we will be launching a new version of the PSPA survey of people living with PSP and CBD, which we last conducted in 2022, providing us with fresh data to better understand your priorities and experiences. After a successful Awareness Week campaign in 2024, where more than 250 of you wrote to your general election candidates to raise awareness of PSP and CBD, we're looking ahead to next year's campaign and how we can use the platform to continue raising awareness of the conditions among healthcare professionals, helping to improve understanding and coordination of care. We're also planning to strengthen our presence in Parliament, hosting a drop-in event where MPs can learn about the challenges faced by people living with PSP and CBD. And we'll keep raising the profile of the conditions whenever the UK or devolved parliaments are debating relevant issues. Thank you for your ongoing support, which makes this work possible. Together, we'll continue to push for better care, greater awareness, and lasting change in 2025.